This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi everyone, it's Simon Smart, joined again by Justine Toe. Hey Justine.
Hello Simon.
Justine, last time we were talking about this horrible show, Bridalplasty, where brides compete with one another to win, evidently, a whole lot of plastic surgery that they then is unveiled on the day of their wedding.
Yeah, in order to become the perfect bride.
Well, that sounded bad enough. But then we talked more broadly about the way this is just one example of a more general culture that you call a makeover culture, and a lot less extreme versions of that, but ones that many of us are touched by. Why do you think it's important to pay attention to this culture of makeover?
Well, I think it's really important because all of these makeover reality TV shows, and yesterday we spoke about MasterChef or The Apprentice or Beauty and the Geek.
And some of those fashion shows like What Not to Wear.
Yeah, all those ones. All of these shows really emphasise individual initiative in when it comes to transformation. And what I mean by this is that all these shows stress that the individual is taking charge and taking control of their lives in order to transform themselves. So they all have this do-it-yourself kind of attitude.
Yeah. Is that not a positive message, that individuals can take control of their lives and make their lives better?
I think it's positive up to a point because you want people to be, responsible for themselves as functioning adults. But I think that the emphasis upon the do-it-yourself attitude of makeover culture, in other words, that it's up to me to make it happen for myself, it's up to me to transform my life. I think all this relies too much on the individual's ability to change their lives, and it actually overstates their ability to do so.
Right, that idea that you can be anything you want is not true, right? You have certain limitations.
There are various restrictions that prevent that from being able to be so easy, yeah.
Just natural things. Do you think makeover culture therefore places too much emphasis on our individual effort, and that's the problem?
Yeah, and particularly when it's framed as a cure-all for people's problems, absolutely. And for myself, as a Christian, it seems to me that over-relying on this individual effort is quite similar in nature to what's referred to as salvation by works, this idea that we can save ourselves through our own efforts and our good works.
They're striving all the time for something better, as if that's going to be our ultimate salvation.
Yes, absolutely. And in the case of makeover culture, we're encouraged to improve ourselves through our own efforts, which I think puts a really heavy burden on people, almost suggesting that if someone has a really terrible time of things and they can't really rise above it, then they haven't wanted it enough, or that there's something wrong with them because they can't strive for it.
Seems a fair dose of self-loathing can be a part of this that's driving some of it. How do you think we might approach makeover culture?
I think it's really important to identify the strengths and the weaknesses of makeover culture and identify how the gospel answers both. Like, for example, we could say that a strength of makeover culture is the promise of transformation it offers, the perfect wedding, for example, in bridalplasty, and the way that it recognises that often people want to be better than they are, and that's not necessarily just self-loathing, but it's just this, this recognition that I could be better. But its weakness, however, lies in its suggestion that the individual can change their lives purely through their own efforts, and particularly through, cosmetic changes like changing one's appearance via clothes and What Not to Wear, or plastic surgery like in bridalplasty, or changing one's house and one's career.
So that's makeover culture's strengths and weaknesses. You mentioned the gospel. You're talking about the Christian message and the way that it might respond to this makeover culture. What would it have to say?
Well, I think that whereas makeover culture tells us that we need to transform ourselves in order to become better people, the gospel tells us that we need to be transformed by Jesus, right, so we can become better people. So the idea of being transformed by Jesus emphasises God's initiative in changing us rather than our ability to do so by ourselves. And, it's really important to note that this measure of a better person, for example, is not in their appearance or their status or clothes or how beautiful they are, but in their character, how they treat others, how they love God, how they're able to receive that gift of grace that values them for who they are.
It's a gift that you can rest in and sort of cease from all this striving to be something better.
It's an absolute relief to not have to, think that it's all up to you. Absolutely.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.